So the context here of presenting in the temple, it was 1300 to 1400 years before Jesus, B.C., that Moses and the people entered the Holy Land, and that's when they received the law. And part of the law was that the firstborn son of every family would be a priest. And that came from Aaron, Moses' brother. But over time, you ended up with too many priests as the population grew. And so then they decided, we will only take priests from one tribe, the tribe of Levi. So all the other 11 tribes, when they had their firstborn son, like Mary and Joseph, they were from the tribe of Judah. They would go to the temple or to their local synagogue, and at 40 days they would present their son, their firstborn, to the Lord. But then he wasn't going to stay a priest, and so they would ransom him back, and they would offer a lamb, or if they were poor, pigeons and turtle doves. So that's why Mary and Joseph are bringing Jesus, tribe of Judah, and now they're taking him back. That's our context for the presentation. Simeon and Anna sold out for the Lord, 100%. Simeon lived around the temple, it says, and he was always awaiting the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him. And Anna, she was married for 7 years, and then after that, a widow, and till she was 84, it said she lived in and around the temple and was in the temple all day in prayer and fasting. They would be the cucarachas of the temple. So down in Mexico, you always have ladies who work at the church, and they're always around the church helping out. And the people call them the cucarachas. And they kind of make fun of them in that way. It's kind of like, oh, why do you have to be around God all the time? Why do you always have to be around the church? Don't put down the cucarachas. It's the cucarachas that are keeping God's justice from coming down on the world and letting his mercy come down instead. These are the daily mass goers. These are the people that are praying the rosary every day. These are the monks at Vina. These are the cloistered Carmelite sisters in Georgetown that are praying and fasting for all of us who really don't love God like we're supposed to. They're putting themselves in the breach between God and human beings who don't love him. They say, we will love you 100% for them. Look at us. Have mercy, not justice. Have mercy. And so we don't put down the cucarachas. Simeon and Anna, we should be one of them. God is looking for cucarachas. And then the second, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Their amazing humility and obedience. Jesus is God. He knew who he was when he was a zygote in Mary's womb. He was completely aware as God. As a zygote, as he's hanging on the cross, and as he dies, he's totally aware in his divinity of everything because he's divine. He's a divine person, not a human person. He was not developed in his human person, but he was always 100% developed in his divine person from the very moment of his conception. So he's only 40 days old, but he's being presented to his father, to God. For the Jews, the real presence of God was only in the temple in Jerusalem. It was not in the synagogues, in the towns. It was only in the temple. So that for them, that was the real presence of God. You and I have the real, real presence. We have God himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity at this very moment in the tabernacle. And the Holy Spirit's going to come down in just a little bit. And Jesus Christ will descend from heaven. He will bilocate himself into every single host. All of his humanity and all of his divinity, just like he did at the Last Supper. This is my body, this is my blood, Thomas, Peter, even Judas, Holy Communion. And so, but for them, that we have the real, real presence. That's why we love Jesus in the Eucharist. That's why we receive him with such reverence, the body of Christ. Amen, I believe. So Jesus is coming forward with his parents, and they say, here is your father. Here is Yahweh. And if Jesus could have spoken, he could have if he wanted to, 40 days old, he would have said, yeah, I know. I know. In his humanity, he was just goo-goo-ga-ga-goo-goo-ga-ga, 40 days old. But in his divinity, he could have said, I know. I love my Father. The Father and I are one. Who sees me sees the Father. If the Father could have spoken from the temple, he would have, the Holy of Holies, he would have said, this is my beloved Son from all eternity. In our spirit, we have loved each other, and you are being called into that love. And the incredible humility of Jesus is what I was thinking of. He doesn't have to be obedient to the law, the 613 rules of Moses, like you have to circumcise on eight after 8 days, present in the temple after 40 days, all the rules. He's going to die on the cross, and he knows that as a baby, so that he can give his grace to us. It's grace now that comes into us. The rules, the law, could never forgive sin. It couldn't bring us back into spirit converse with our Heavenly Father. Jesus did it on the cross for us. And now we're baptized into that new relationship. And Jesus knows that. And yet, throughout his entire life, he was obedient to the law. The very law that he was going to replace on the cross, he was obedient to it his whole life. Even at the Last Supper, he's celebrating all the rules of the Last Supper the night before he died. I love his humility and his obedience to his Father's will. This is what my Father wants. I will do it. God cannot work with the proud and the opinionated. He can only work with the humble and the simple, the humble and the small, the ones who are open to receive him, the humble. So may we be humble and obedient. And then lastly, Jesus says, as I'm being presented to my Father, I want to present you to my Father, and I want you to present yourself to me and to my Father. I want you to live in our beautiful love relationship, living for us as we live for you. Our Heavenly Father, Jesus, they're living for each of us right now. He says, the problem is my people won't live for me. Sometimes I think, my goodness, if human beings, if only we would spend as much time in prayer this week as we're going to be spending getting ready for the Super Bowl party. Hours and hours and hours getting ready for the Super Bowl party. Hours and hours and hours next Sunday celebrating the Super Bowl. If only human beings would do that with the Lord, we would all fall in love with him. We would all know him because the Spirit would activate in every single one of us. And a saying that I heard was, 1 hour on Sunday is not much of a spiritual exercise program. Which is true. It really is day in and day out. It's 24/7. That's what it was for Simeon and Anna, the cucarachas. It was 24/7. All of me in all of you, all the time. And Jesus, all of me in all of you, all the time. Me loving you, you loving me. And through that spirit, my spirit, you are being transformed into my very self, into God himself. You're living heaven from earth before you get there. That's Christianity. And so, the humility and obedience of Jesus, Simeon and Anna, do we have the humility and the obedience to become one of the few, an Anna, a Simeon, a cucaracha?